Blog Talk Radio.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna give it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat to what is on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you've heard it all before, you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk winding, in all the lights that lead the way are blind. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. Sitting maybe, you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my one. Today was gonna be the day they'll never bring it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk one day, all the lights that lead the way of life. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Sitting maybe, you're gonna be the one that saves me. You're gonna be the saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. You're my wonderwall. You're my wonderwall. You're my wonderwall. Thank you.
Okay, that is nuts. Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. I hope the show works today. We've already had problems just at the last 14 seconds before the show is about to start, so I hope everything keeps going okay. Don't you?
Yeah. Make a change.
Today our show is going to be about the Hunger Games. It's also going to be talking about unconditional love. Okay? So that's something that I want everybody to kind of think about too. And we'll be talking about that as well, and I guess we'll just probably get right into it. And we do have a few people in the queue already, so just be aware that we see you. Hi. And when we're ready to take calls from people, we'll be talking to the caller from 310 first, if we make it that far. And if all of a sudden we vanish, you'll know why. So, you want to just get on into it?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're not going to start talking first?
I know what's going on.
You don't have any idea what's going on. Okay, all jokes to the side. There's been a lot of things going on, huh?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. First of all, you know, that helicopter crash in Glasgow, crashed into a pub, a few people have died from that, you know. It was 8 or 9 people, from what I've heard. Also, of course, Paul Walker.
Yeah, that was pretty awful. That's just
yeah.
Terrible. That's, you know, that's, and the fact that people had been doing like one of those celebrity death pranks just like days before and then it really happened.
Yeah.
It's really sad. So that we just have to remember that we have to be careful about the words we put out there in the world because, you know, the world, we create our world with words sometimes, a lot of times. So, you know, we just always have to be careful of the stuff we say. It's just that simple.
Well, from what it's been said, allegedly, was power steering leak on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder how they managed to figure that out after the mess it was in.
Mm.
How would you know? I mean, you know, I work with cars.
Right. Then you tell us how you would know.
I wouldn't know because basically the car was pretty much in half. So if there was a leak coming from a power steering pipe, they'd been burnt.
Right.
I don't know. Just don't know. But what I don't understand, oh, of course, Paul Walker wasn't driving, he was the passenger.
Right.
Apparently, the 8-year-old son of the guy that was driving was trying to pull him from the wreckage. But I was wondering where he came from. You know?
Wow.
Where was he? How did he arrive in the scene, you know? What I mean? Why was he there? Yeah? What I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's just a lot of stuff that, you know, doesn't fit or it's not being told in a cohesive manner.
Yeah, they've done the autopsy on him, Paul Walker, but they're not giving information else. I don't know. It's upsetting, you know. Seemed like a good guy, decent guy, you know.
Right.
A couple of things a bit cloudy with it now. I want to find out some more information to see what happens, you know.
Most definitely.
But,
you know, I wanted to really have a more positive spin on. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this as a prelude to what I'm about to say. I wanted to have a really, like, a more positive spin on the show, but there's some things that I wanted to read out about. And remember, too, there's links. We have links to our program and to our, like, our program on Facebook, just what you can follow us every day, and you can see random things that we just kind of put out there. Some are good, some are honestly bad, and it's not that we're trying to promote things that are negative. It's just that we want to give everybody information so that you can kind of see how to process it, you know, to see how you might be able to create change in your universe, in your galaxy, in your environment. But there's a story. I'm not going to read the whole thing out, but I will put it in the chat room. Let me do that real quickly. I'm copying and I'm pasting it as we speak. Okay. And the story is about the Lost Prophet front man, Ian Watkins, who was using drugs, and he was also abusing young children. I mean, we're talking about babies, not just teenage girls, but babies. And so what's actually kind of awkward about it, I'm not going to read all this stuff out just because, like I said, I don't want to push all that ugly out there right now. But what's weird is that he was actually admitting to having done stuff, but then he was also saying that he was being set up. So read that story. Check that story out. I posted it in the chat room. If you're listening to this on the archives, it is basically Ian Watkins from Lost Prophet, and it's, you know, some things that he's pled guilty to and also being accused of, as far as, I mean, some real crazy stuff, even down to getting mothers to abuse their own children for his pleasure. So it's something for, you know, you to check out. And remember, I mean, I just don't know what to even say about it. Did you have anything to say about it?
Well, apparently years ago, people tried to report him to the police, and the police didn't do anything about it. They just wouldn't go near it, you know?
Right.
You should wonder about people, though, you know, fans of the Lost Prophets. You know, that's a couple of good songs. You get a tattoo of him, yeah.
Yay, Lost Prophets. Whoa, wait, what?
Exactly. That's the only problem with tattoos, really, because sometimes the meanings can change, you know?
Yeah, they definitely can. Definitely. But here's something on a more lighter note. And one of the most beloved and oft-quoted moments in the ridiculously beloved and oft-quoted film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is the sequence in which the candy maker displays his newest invention, lickable wallpaper. As the children and their guardians go to town on the wallpaper, licking it all up, Willy Wonka declares, "Lick an orange, it tastes like an orange. The strawberries taste like strawberries, and the snozberries taste like snozberries." And we laugh because snozberries is obviously a fictional word, and nobody knows what they really were, except that the book's author, Roald Dahl, knew exactly what snozberries were. You ready?
What?
They're penises.
What?
Yes. He made them lick penis-flavored wallpaper. So not only that, but in one of his later books in 1979, he decided to revisit snozberries in his adult novel, My Uncle Oswald. And so it's, you know.
What?
Yeah. And Uncle Oswald, which is a book about the greatest fornicator of all time. And so, you know, they talk about snozberries and that. So, anyway.
Just Willy Wanker.
Willy Wanker.
Willy Wanker. <snozberry. laughs> Yeah, funny enough, I've got a story, actually. Not a story, a news article.
Okay.
Which will fit into that. real-life Willy Wonkas making electric lollipops can be any flavor you want it to be, but no, not Snozzberry. So I won't be buying that. When Roald Dahl dreamed up Willy Wonka and his amazing impossible Snozzberry, oh, sorry, the sweeps, in the 1960s, he enthralled children of that generation with his Snozzberry and in generations to come. But while anybody who read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or saw the acclaimed 1971 film will know the products came from the world of pure imagination, scientists have come close to making one Wonka-style treat a reality. Researchers at the National University of Singapore have created a digital lollipop which uses electrical currents to transmit virtual taste straight to your taste buds. The device has echoes of a fictional everlasting gobstopper which never runs out, and the chewing gum meal which had several different flavors packed into one piece of gum. All of the four major tastes, sweet, salty, bitter, and sour, can be mimicked through a silver electrode which makes contact with the tongue. The gadget also makes tiny adjustments in the temperature to simulate taste more convincing. Convincingly. The measure around this... Why do we have like a Jim Jones or Bob Smith in these stories? The measure ran a singy... Who led the research told the New Scientist magazine, we have found non-invasive electrical and thermal stimulation of the tip of the tongue successfully generates the primary taste sensations. The invention is relatively crude at the moment, but there are hopes to make it small enough that users can almost wholly close their mouth while using it. So it's that big, you can't even close your mouth around it. You've got to hold your mouth and be like, ah.
Oh, my goodness. That is just crazy. I don't know if I would be eating candy that is basically electrical currents or whatever.
No, it's just crazy the way technology is going, like electrical lollipops now. But would it be as much satisfaction from an electrical lollipop? I think you get, like, a satisfaction from wearing it down and then chewing the last bit, right?
Yeah, probably.
Chewing on your electric lolly and tease yourself.
Yeah, I can't see myself being a part of that nonsense at all. Not at all.
While the smell of fried chicken can be enough to make your mouth water, most people probably wouldn't want the scent wafting through their home. But thanks to a new line of scented candles made by Kentucky, for Kentucky, homeowners can buy a candle made from the real fried chicken and all-natural soy wax that smells just like the famous fast food chain. The other candles in the collection meant to promote the bluegrass state are made to smell like Kentucky's official soft drink, Ale 8 in the Kentucky Derby. What? A candle that smells like Kentucky...
It's the Kentucky Derby. It's horses. It doesn't smell like horses. It's just a horse race that happens
so
in the spring.
Candle is going to smell like horse races.
It's going to smell like the. I knew you were going to say that. It's going to smell like one of the drinks that they serve at the race.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know,
why wouldn't somebody want the smell of fried chicken going on in their home? Well, I guess it would be kind of frustrating if there's no chicken on the other side of that.
What if you were like really hungry or sleepwalking?
Can you go eat the candle?
Yeah, while it's lit.
I'm going to eat that candle. That would be crazy.
Why would you ask that?
I can just fry chicken.
Why, exactly?
Mini fried chicken. Okay.
Ow.
Let's talk about unconditional love.
Is this tying in with the Hunger Games?
Yeah, it is. It is tying in with the Hunger Games. But you know, I've noticed that when I'm doing my readings, daily, you know, because it's what I do every day. Many people bring up the desire for unconditional love. Many people do that. And so when I ask them what it is, you know, simply put, they say, well, you know, someone who loves you no matter what. But the frustrating thing is that, you know, it's very that the love is, I mean,
okay. Sounds as though no, whether it's kind of six.
Watching less.
Oh, other than me.
Okay. Now, we'll try to clear it up. Let's try something. Let's go. You want to recall in?
What?